home for classic hits. 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. This is WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Time now for Inside the Huddle, presented by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance. And now, here's Jamie Blacker.
Good morning, everyone. We're back on Inside the Huddle for this fall edition of high school football in Clinton County and surrounding areas. We'll go over some scores from last night in the area. In the Sagamore Conference, we had Western Boone over Sheridan, 35-12. Crawfordsville traveled to Attica and won that ball game 53-0. Lebanon was successful last night, 26-12 over Pendleton Heights. North Montgomery was winners over North Putnam, 36-7. In the Hoosier Heartland Conference, Carroll won 51-0, and we'll talk to Coach Bessner here at 9:30. Western Boone, was 35-12 over Sheridan. Benton Central in overtime last night beat Delphi 20-14. Madison Grant 48, Tri-Central 7. Oak Hill was a winner over Eastern 41-3. In the Hoosier Conference last night, Lafayette Central Catholic won 45-21 over Seager. And in Indianapolis last night, West Lafayette was successful over Harrison 27-14. But I have my first guest here this morning, which is Coach Tracy Rosa. He is the head coach of the Clinton Central Bulldogs. They played last night here at Frankfort, and they were on the losing side of that ball game 20-16, but way I understand it, Coach, you guys put up a heck of an effort and brought it right down to the wire last night. It was another interesting Frankfort-Clinton Central matchup.
You know, they're always close games. The last three games have all been decided by a score, 4 points. Coach Byers knows that when they play Clinton Central, they're going to be in for a ball game, even though we're a little 1A school and they're a 4A school. It's just a rivalry.
Right. We were talking here before the – yeah, you know, we got on the air. Frankfort has pretty good numbers this year. I think you said they had like 70 kids on the sidelines.
It seemed like they stretched from the 10-yard line to the 10-yard line, you know, and we had like 7 guys sitting on our sidelines when we were actually playing the game. So, yeah, they've got themselves a nice program that they're building.
Well, that's good to hear for them. But talking about the Bulldogs, you guys might be a little short on numbers, but it sounds like the heart and determination there for Clinton Central to have a successful program. And you started out last night, you know, week one. I think you told me you went, got in the ball game, made some plays, and had to punt, and then weathered a storm of Frankfort putting together like a 96-yard drive and just kept plugging away to keep in the ball game to the end. Can you highlight some kids that, you know, stood out to you last night to get you going here in week one?
Well, you know, the whole thing of what we're trying to do here at Central is – get our guys to believe that we can do it. And that starts with our senior leadership and our senior captains, Cale Albaugh, Ethan Walker, Brandon Primo, Dayton Talby, Hayden Pratt. They all have bought into what we're trying to do. We've worked hard with them on being leaders, and we've got a lot of freshmen and underclassmen who have not had a lot of playing time, and they have really done a tremendous job so far in leading those guys and pulling them aside when they need to. There were times we had 6-7 freshmen on the field at the same time last night, and they performed. You know, it was the first time a lot of them got a hit from varsity.
Right.
You know, there's a difference between junior high and varsity. We kept telling them, you know, we've got to put our big boy pants on now. And you know what? My freshmen shined. My senior leadership shined. We kind of beat ourselves with some penalties at the wrong times. But that's an inexperience showing at that point. And we'll get that fixed.
Right. Not only are you guys young on the field, you guys are – and a lot of new faces. You're new athletic director. You're a new coach, and Coach Tracy Rosa. You're replacing longtime coach George Gilbert. You know, and this all came about here in the last month. So there's a lot of things, you know, outside of football, just getting ready to play a football game that had to be done and put together. So to be competitive like that week one, I think that's a tribute to the whole school and the whole program to, you know, to compete and get out there and get after it.
Yeah, and we also have a brand new superintendent.
There you go.
We have a brand new assistant principal. Fortunately, our principal, Brad Smith, is an all-time football coach, too. But, you know, so we've got a lot of good football people in the building, and we all understand that it's a program that needs to be built. And, you know, I can never say enough about Coach Gilbert. You know, he's been a friend. I coached with him back in the late 80s, the 90s. Matter of fact, last time we did the show, we were having breakfast and doing it over ham and eggs at Jim Dandy's. So
that's been a few years.
That shows you how long ago it's been, you know. But yeah, they have bought in, and we're building the program, and it's just going to get better and better and better. I've got to give a great shout out. We traveled so well. We had more fans than Frankfurt did, and that was an away game. And I can't wait till next week when we face off against Bud down in Sheridan. It's our home opener, and we want to pack that dog pound.
All right. That's good to hear. When you took over the program, was there some things you wanted to, you know, kind of highlight and see real quick you could accomplish and, you know, maybe get into week one and accomplish some of those goals? And did you meet that last night and looking, you know, did you share to next week what you can build upon?
First, we're going to be a run team. We're going to be a run team. We're going to be a run team. We ended up running for 240 yards or something like that. I don't have the stats in front of me here. And we're going to mix it up. Veer is part of the blood at Clinton Central. It has to be the Veer. It has to be the blood because we're a small school. We don't have a lot of players, so it's an offense that they understand. But we're putting lipstick on the pig,
right?
Kind of to say, and we're running it out of a lot of different looks now, which the kids are excited about. And we just need to now sharpen it up a little bit. But execution-wise, 90% of the time, we had it last night. We just made some critical mistakes, penalties at the wrong time. And
that'll happen sometimes.
And it'll happen.
With a young team. Mm-hmm. And even an old team, sometimes that'll happen. But I think one of the players we were talking about earlier that, you know, stepped on the field last night for his first varsity action was freshman Creed Menon. And I think he took one of the house 60-some yards on a jet sweep you were talking about and some outstanding moves and showed his athleticism on the football field.
Exactly. You know, and between Creed and Clayton, you know, Clayton Stevens was going to be doing a lot of playing for us, and unfortunately he had a major knee injury in operation. But he's like another coach on the sidelines as a sophomore.
That's nice to hear.
And he's standing there, and he's telling every kid what they're supposed to do. He knows the playbook almost as good as I know the playbook.
That's awesome.
He probably knows it better than the rest of my coaching staff. You know, so there's a young guy who stood out, even though he wasn't on the field playing, that the people in the stands wouldn't have even realized. But he did a tremendous job. Cohen Cruz got out there as a freshman. He was involved in 9 tackles and he took part in 3 sacks as a defensive lineman for us. You know, that was great to see. Amron Barrett as another freshman, you know, he ran the ball hard. He hit the hole. He made his blocks. You know, so there's a lot of things. We had a young guy that we weren't even planning on playing last night as a young freshman by the name of Jordan Wolf. And he got in there 8 or 9 times. And you know what? Wolfie did his job each time. So there's growth. There's improvement there. And then, you know, like I said earlier, you know, to you before we came on, they've bought into what we're trying to do. They never quit. They played hard. We just shot ourselves in the foot with some inopportune penalties and a couple of missed assignments. And I felt bad for our quarterback. We had 5 drop passes, 4 of them we were behind everybody. You know, it could have been a completely different ball game, but that's part of life, and we'll move on.
I think after Menon took that one for the big long scoring drive, you said you came back, made a stop, and then you put another drive together and got right down there to the end. It just, you know, a few mistakes, and it could have been a different outcome for the Bulldogs last night.
Absolutely. And, you know, the lesson that they're going to learn is it's a full game, and, you know, the 147 plays that took place out there, we've got to play for the 147 to perfection.
So after last night, what's the status on everybody healthy? We get out of it okay? I mean, you're kind of short on numbers anyway. I think you're in the low 20s, and you have some kids that are already injured that didn't get to play last night. But for the most part, you come out okay and looking good to play the mighty Blackhawks this week.
Yeah, we get to be home against Bud this week, and for the most part, I think we came out okay. We had a little bit of a scare, but I got a good text message that X-rays were negative. So Nate Wells, who played an outstanding game, had an interception for us, played the entire game, would not come out. It ended up being a deep bone bruise, so he should be okay and coming on back. And you know, everything else, you know, they're boo-boos. Bumps right. and bruises.
You playing know, your first high school football game.
When you lose the game, those boo-boos feel like, you know, they're really bad. By Monday, they'll be okay again.
Yeah, you'll just run them out of it, right?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think next week with Bud Wright, you know, legendary coach? I mean, he's been around for long as I can ever remember. Long as I can remember.
Bud is older than God.
Yeah.
And you know, Bud is, you know, Clinton County and our neighbors to the southeast, I guess, is where Sheridan is. I've never been good on in geography.
Well, some of your kids are neighbors,
you know,
with them.
And some of them are neighbors. Yeah. And actually, we had a boy that I coached back in the 90s, whose his son is now starting for them on defense. And I'm not too happy with Matt that he sent this kid there instead. But, you know, but this area has been so blessed for the last 35 years to have two Hall of Fame coaches,
right?
To really instill not just football, but what it takes to be a good citizen out there afterwards.
Yeah, they're producing men to come off the field.
They're producing good men.
Yep.
You know,
I agree with that.
That get out there and you know, sometimes we get hyped up on the records, and yeah, we've only beaten Sheridan three times since we started playing football against each other, but it is going to be a slobber knocker out there.
Well, with two
it
styles,
is.
Two styles, same style of programs, I would say. I mean, they're not going to be a lot of passing. If you're one of the team, you know, if you like to watch a lot of passing, next week probably not it.
You know, we may get 10 to 12 passes in there,
and Bud might get less than that.
And Bud may get one, and it'll always be the one that beats you.
Yeah, he always finds that one play that he likes and successful, and he might run it the whole half.
Oh yeah,
I've seen him do it before.
Yeah, we know Bud very well. My scouting report came back, and I said, you know, last night, and I just simply said, do we really need to look at it? And he goes, nope. I said, okay. So, you know, we know what he's going to do. He knows what we're going to do. So it'll just be a fun night at the dog pound.
If you can't attend the game next week, Sheridan is one of the games we have every week here on HoosierLandTV.com. So there'll be one of the games of the week at Clinton Central next week. So you can tune in and watch the Blackhawks versus the Bulldogs at Clinton Central, 7 p.m. next Friday night. Coach Rosa, I thank you for coming in. As the weeks go by, some weeks you'll see Don Stock in here, some weeks you'll see Don and I both in here. But we'll start talking to you about your junior high and your youth programs as the season goes along, because I know you're putting a lot of work into all that as well.
Yeah, and I just want to give a quick shout out to two people. The Eagles Club, they donated $500 to our program the other night, which is awesome, especially coming from Frankfort.
Yeah.
And then the second one is our elementary kids. They're at home this Sunday against Delphi for their home opener, and hopefully get some people out to watch that. I know I'll be there again.
Great. NFL football's not on, so get out there to Bulldog Stadium this Sunday and watch the younger Bulldogs play.
Go
Thanks,
Dogs.
Coach Rosa. We'll see you next week, and good luck against the Blackhawks. We'll be right back after this.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678. and put the life back in life insurance.
The Ramsey Show.
I'm the only one in the position to buy a house.
Because they wanted to stay in the family that badly?
Yes, sir.
So what happens if you get married and your new wife doesn't want it and you sell it?
I thought about that, and that is an issue. They're very emotional.
Man, there's crazy in every family, and it takes all kinds of different forms. Be careful. And I'm not saying your mama's crazy. I didn't call your mama crazy. Don't get mad at me.
Well.
But I said it could be. Could be the aunt, but somebody in that pile is going to cause a mess.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
You wake up in the morning after sleeping under an advertised blanket, on an advertised mattress, in a home that was once advertised by a realtor. You check social media on your advertised phone. You get dressed in your advertised clothes, slip on your advertised shoes, and grab your advertised phone again. Then you grab that advertised coat, get into your advertised car, drive to work while seeing and listening to advertising, only to arrive and sit at an advertised desk. Then you refuse to advertise, saying, advertising doesn't work. Then when your business fails, you call up various advertising companies to advertise the business or building for sale. Sounds crazy, right? Happens every day in small businesses everywhere. If you believe in your business, your advertising should be a top priority. People go where they are invited to. Stay top of mind with your customers when they need you most. Call Casper Media today at 765-659-3338 to find out how you can increase revenue for 2022.
Dan Sweeney's One Hit Wonders.
The best way to make your day is with Dan Sweeney's One Hit Wonders.
Hi, join me on Dan Sweeney's One Hit Wonders every week as we celebrate the forgotten hits. Listen to interviews, trivia, and Where Are They Now updates every Saturday morning at 10 right here on WILO.
Dan Sweeney's One Hit Wonders, serving up your favorite one-and-done hits.
WILO, Skywatch Weather.
Partly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today, the high 82. Showers and thunderstorms again tonight, the low 64. More scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday, the high 77, and partly sunny on Monday. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. Check out real-time weather radar 24/7 at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
We're back on Inside the Huddle, and I'm speaking with Coach James Byers, the head football coach for the Frankfort Hot Dogs. They were successful last night over Clinton Central, 20-16. Welcome, Coach. You had a good first week. Did you start out, you know, the way you intended and win that first ball game and everything go just like you planned, right?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, anytime you could get out of week one with a win, it's a good thing. You know, Coach Rosa, I think, is doing a great job over there at Clinton Central. I felt like the offense that they gave us last night was the hardest we've had to defend in the 4 years of playing them, with their all the shifts and the motions, and they did a really good job, and their kids battled really hard, and so getting out of week one with a W is exciting.
That's good to hear. Coach Rosa kind of told me, he said, I look across the sidelines over there, and Frankfurt's has got a tremendous amount of numbers. He said it looked like they're running two, you know, offense and a defense, and if you got those kinds of numbers, I think the hot dog program's on the right track.
Yeah, we got about 52 guys on the team. I'd really love to be. I mean, I love the guys that we have on the team. It's pretty tremendous. We two platoons, so we got an offense, a defense, and then we have our young guys play special teams, which helps keep everybody fresh. But a big thing for us last night, of those 22 guys that start, 14 of them, that was their first varsity start. So we had some hiccups along the way. We had some mental errors, but we're an old team. We have a lot of seniors and a lot of juniors, but we have a lot of new guys stepping into roles. So a lot of last night was just overcoming some of those learning curves and things like that. We had a guy, we switched sides at the quarter, and he goes, hey, Coach, we're going the wrong way. And I said, yeah, bud, we switch directions every quarter. And he goes, oh. He didn't know. It was his first football game. So, but our kids played really hard, and they They kept their composure all game, and they kept their poise, and I was really excited to see that.
And if you've not been around high school football before, it's definitely a big learning curve from going from junior high to maybe playing some freshman JV level type and then stepping on an athletic field for varsity contest.
Yeah,
I mean, there's some real men out there.
I mean, it's a different sport. It's Friday Night Lights hit you different, and taking that step up and stepping out on that field.
Didn't you feel like, though, last night everything's right in the world when Friday night, Indiana, first football game of the year, when those lights come on, everybody steps on the field. It just seems like that's what's supposed to happen.
And they're nice new lights. They're fancy, and they're the big LED lights are really cool, and so we're excited. They do some, like, cool touchdown stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they got our school board did a great job. They got us some really nice stuff, and
Well, back to the game. Let's highlight some of the hot dogs on offense last night. That, you know, talk a little bit about your quarterback and running backs and who we might look forward to the rest of the season.
I mean, the unit as a whole did a really outstanding job. Doug Wood plays quarterback for us. He did a nice job settling down and throwing some great passes last night. Quincy Perry is number 11 for us. Outstanding wide receiver, made some big time catches. Cohen Dunn looked great running hitches. Caden Jarman had a big touchdown. Jacob Burns plays a hybrid running back slot receiver for us. Had some big runs. And then Nelson Honor is our H-back. So he kind of has to do everything. He's got to run great routes and kick out defensive ends. And so that was awesome. I was really impressed with our offensive line last night. The guy that really leads the offense, like the heart and soul of that offense, is our center, Keith Pippinger, and he went down that first drive, and to lose your guy in the middle, can absolutely derail an offense.
Right.
But he's done such a great job leading that young O-line and training those guys up and getting those guys on the same page that they were able to settle back in. He went and got an X-ray and then came back to the game.
Wow.
I mean, like,
that's awesome.
Talk about a guy that is a team first guy and a character guy and a great leader. And so our left tackle slides into center. We slide in a backup guard, and I was really proud of the way that we handled that adversity and that challenging moment.
Well, and I think that first drive for your guys for the season was 96 yards and a touchdown, right?
It looked like clockwork. It was pretty nice. I mean, we throw the ball a lot, but when you say that you throw the ball a lot, like, people think you're just chucking it down the field. And realistically, we're still 3 yards in a cloud of dust mentality, but just spread out as far as we can spread out, because what's the point of running power for 3 yards when we can just throw a hitch for seven?
Right.
And we've gotten pretty good at completing those 7 yard hitches.
Well, another thing I noticed about high school football, a lot of teams that run that kind of style of offense, it gets more kids involved, gets mm-hmm. more kids bought in, not just one kid scoring all the points and all the touchdowns and carrying the ball all the time. It's a bigger deal, and I think it highlights your program. The kids just love it that way.
It gets a lot of hands on the ball. It gets a lot of people involved, and it gives you the opportunity for a big play at any time. I mean, I think we scored like 4 touchdowns in a row. They just all got called back.
And that happens sometimes week one.
It does. And that's some of those, you know, shuffling guys around, 14 new starters. We just got to clean up some of those little details. But I'm really excited about where we're at right now.
And then on the defensive side of the ball, tell us a little bit about the hot dogs there.
I mean, our D-line had 3 brand new starters. Who all played really well. They played really hard. Rolando Castillo and Garrick Burge are back this year. So they kind of anchor that secondary. And then Wyatt Criswell, Julio Rivero, and Renee Alanis are our 3 inside linebackers. And they did an absolutely outstanding job just running the ball every play. They're hard-nosed kids, and they're great tacklers. So they're really fun to watch. And then our back guys, our 2 corners and our free safety, Angel, Colby, and Jose, are all 3 new starters for us. And Clinton Central starts throwing these shifts and motions. And so just to see their poise and the way that they, like, remembered what we've talked them through all week, what we've worked them through all week, and they just they just ran with it. Like, they're really smart guys, and they're really confident athletes.
Because you probably really didn't know what to plan for with a new, brand new coach.
I mean,
you
know,
what's he going to throw at you? Central's going to be a little young. They've got some athletes, so are they going the old school, you know, cloud of dust like they always do, or are they going to wing it around a little bit?
And,
so,
well, and what are you getting off that scrimmage film? Because it's not a game. So there's some stuff people don't show on a scrimmage film, which is everybody in the state. So you kind of got to take it at face value, but you still know that, like, hey, there's something there in their back pocket. And so you kind of got to guess in the dark a little bit.
So next week, you go to another county rival, faces you, and you're traveling out to the west and playing the Gophers. And that'll be a game that'll be right here on Hoosier Land TV.
Oh, yeah.
What do you expect next week? What are you thinking so far? You guys renewed the rivalry. I think this is year four, and Frankfort's up 3-0 on it. And last year was very competitive in the heat, which we talked about.
Yeah.
And what do you think about next week for your chances?
I mean, Coach Schlicker's got a heck of a staff over there.
He does.
I'm sure they're really excited. I know Brian Craig is over there, and Coach Muncy's over there, and I don't know their whole staff, but we all coach together at McCutcheon.
Okay.
So I know those guys really well, and they are outstanding coaches. And I've taken a peek at the film. They got some kids. They got I made a comment to our coaching staff. I think this is the best Clinton Prairie team that we've seen since we've started playing them.
Yeah, I think you're right on that.
Just top to bottom, and it really, for them, it starts with their offensive line.
They got pretty much everybody back.
Yeah, and they don't have any guys that are just massively gigantic. They're all well-built guys, and they all get off the ball well, and they all block hard.
They had a lot of position players, you know, returning from last year. And I think their biggest answer was who was going to play quarterback.
Well, they
and
found,
I think they answered that
guy.
With Connor Cobb.
Yeah, they, 26?
Yes.
28.
28, yep.
He had a run against Fountain Central as his first carry. And he takes it up the right side, makes one guy miss, and then absolutely trucks a DB. And I said, hey, that kid's pretty good.
Yeah, he's a football player.
He is a football player. And they got basically three guys that can tote the rock in the backfield at any time, and so we're definitely gonna have a work cut out for us. You know, they're a good team. He throws a good ball. They got some gigantic guys playing wide receiver. Their defense is really aggressive. So I think it's gonna be a great game.
I agree with you. I think it's gonna be a really interesting matchup.
Yeah,
they're kind of like Clinton Central. I mean, they have a few more guys. I mean, you guys got more. You're playing a little bit more both sides of the ball than they will. But if they can, you know, pin it on the weather and the heat. Last year, the heat, I think, was a big factor.
Yeah.
You just kind of wore Prairie down, you know.
Yep.
And but did you come out last night with any injuries or anything? I mean, everything okay? You're looking.
Yeah, everybody's okay. Keats is hand our center. I think we're going to be able to brace it up and he'll be able to play. We got some nicks and bruises. A couple guys cramped a little bit. You know, a couple guys got hand stepped on and stuff.
Welcome to high school football.
Right, exactly. You're never going to be 100% healthy.
Well, like I told Coach Rosa, I appreciate you coming in. And as weeks go by here, some weeks will be Don, some weeks will be both of us, and some weeks will just be me. But we want to highlight your junior high teams and your youth programs and let everybody know what Frankfort Hot Dog football is all about.
We actually just wrapped up our youth program. We had 104 kids involved in the youth program this year because we go flag.
Okay.
And our varsity kids coach our youth kids.
That's awesome to hear.
Which is really fun. The high school guys love it. And so it's great seeing the massive amount of numbers that we have involved and the kids that are coming out and the parents' feedback has been absolutely tremendous. So we're really excited about that program and the way it's continuing to grow and what our old guys are putting into it as well.
That's great to hear. Thanks, Coach Byers. We'll see you next week. Good luck at Clinton Prairie.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
We'll be back right after this.